Part 1. Demigod. Minnesota Boy. Years ago, not long after I'd first moved to Hollywood, my good friend Tony the Head Federico arranged for us to play golf with Joe Pesci. I was a nobody actor and was thrilled. Plus, I was, and still am, a golf nut. So it is Tony, Italian, my buddy Rafe Battisti, Italian, and Joe, yep, Italian, and me. We meet and greet on the first tee, hit our shots, and start walking down the fairway together. Joe is not quite average height. I have close to 10 inches on him, but he has an intimidating manner and a strong, irresistible confidence about who he is. I am walking next to him. Joe squints up at me, and with his clipped, heavy New Jersey drawl, sounding much like the characters he plays, demands,
"Sorbo, what the fuck is Sorbo?"
I look at him and say, "I'm Norwegian, 100%. Without missing a beat, he scoffs,
"Fuck that! Norwegian? Your name ends with a fucking vowel. You're a fucking Italian."
We've been friends ever since. I'm just your average guy, who's blessed with a solid upbringing from good, loving, first-generation Norwegian parents with full American values. I was the fourth of five kids, all boys save for one girl who was stuck in the middle. We lived in a quiet cul-de-sac, we called it a dead end back in those days, across the street from my best friends, Mark and Dan, whom I still see at least once a year. Our house had three bedrooms and a bathroom. Trust me, nothing fancy on my father's salary as a junior high school teacher. We had a great yard that was surrounded by other sprawling yards with homes similar to mine. Between them, they housed an army of kids and provided a wonderful, magical world to grow up in. At the bottom of our street, there was a park with a moat-like street called Clover Circle guarding it. It was perfect for a gaggle of kids to play baseball, football, and basketball, as well as to use as a makeout spot when we hit our teen years. Yes, Mom and Dad, this did transpire on more than one occasion. Farther down, there was Dutch Lake, where I would immerse myself in the cold water during the humid Minnesota summers. I'd play on Carlson's raft until the water got too cold in those gusty autumns that heralded another Midwest winter. The years passed slowly and happily. I don't have the horror stories of childhood that so many seem to remember. I had great parents, a cozy neighborhood, and an unpretentious small town to grow up in, with dedicated coaches and teachers who were instrumental in forming the man I would become. I was an A-B student throughout my school years, and although I was a jock, I got along with everyone, from the burnouts to the nerds. I loved sports most and entertained dreams of being a professional basketball player. What jock doesn't? When I was 11, my elementary school teachers took our class downtown to the Guthrie Theater in Minneapolis to see The Merchant of Venice. A field trip to the city was an exciting reprieve from schoolwork, but this one was more than that. It was the day I fell in love with the stage. Shakespeare convinced me on that afternoon of my love for theater, performance, and language. The actors and how they commanded the attention of everyone in the room mesmerized me. It wasn't real, and yet they still made people listen, think, laugh, and cry. That was tremendous power. The match had been lit, and my passion ignited. Later on, though, I had no idea what to do with that enthusiasm because my parents would never condone a career in Hollywood.